Hey, Bar Ninja Nation, welcome to the Bar Ninja Podcast, where we talk about everything from trials and tribulations from life behind the bar to tips and tricks to make you a better bartender and a better drinker. Join your host, Bill Thornton, Kayla Logue, and yours truly, Mike Garrison. Let's go have some fucking fun.
Whether it's staff or guests, he has this innate ability to meet people where they're at. And I told him one thing I'm so jealous of him with is like he can walk to a table, spend 5 minutes at a table and build a meaningful relationship. And it's like the next time those people come in, they're like, oh man, I love him so much. He's amazing. No, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. Babe, you're a part of this. Come on. But for me, I'm like, you know, it takes me a lot longer to get to that level. And it's different people, different gifts, but he is just like, man, he can find things in people and just connect. And it's just quick and instant.
Caring, genuine, handsome devil.
Oh, he is handsome.
He's a pretty boy. But, well, we were talking earlier about how we go to restaurants and it can be Vegas and it could be Arkansas, it could be anywhere, and we will make friends, like a real friend with a waitress or a bartender.
Yeah,
like a real friend, you know. And it, obviously it's a brief period of time because we recognize that energy in others. Like, hey man, you know, you end up becoming friends on Facebook and messaging, then they're visiting us at the lake or we're going to see them out there. And
that's a great point. So picking up on energy and also meeting people where they're at, that's where it's at. You can pick up on a body language, you can pick up on like some kind of like eye or something.
I feel the energy.
Somebody needs something, yeah. Yeah, if you pick up on that, I'm going to kneel down next to you. Like, hey, how you doing, man? Your tuna bites are probably cold and probably not cooked properly.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know what I can do. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we talked about that.
Yeah, that's literally a simplistic thing.
Yeah.
To where you can turn a negative experience into a super positive one, to where to come back, not only come back here from a business perspective, but also leave with some kind of impact. They're going to think about Drifters in the back end.
And
because they have Miranda or Grace or Faith or somebody like serving them, or the bartender like Lucas, making their experience super, super positive to where they can walk away saying,
memorable.
Man, I wish my life was kind of like more like that. Sit back. And that's why I feel conflicted and convicted on a regular basis. We are stressed out, but at the same time, we are so blessed.
I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say 1,014.
I said it a lot.
But it's, you know,
I was going to say 14 and a half.
You can't overstate happiness or being blessed or all that positive energy. That it's why we do what we do. You want to say blessed 948 million times.
Yeah.
People don't understand what happiness actually is, because we are already talking about happiness. What is happiness? What is happiness? One of the happiest times of my life was meeting her in Iron Ale in Lynchburg. And I was renting my house out, Airbnb. I was sleeping in my truck in the process, but I was still buying drinks for the staff and all that kind of shit on the back end. We would overnight. Hey, I promise every single one of y'all, whoever listens to this, money is not going to define your happiness.
No.
I will give you $5 million right now. I promise you, you're going to have a great time for maybe 6 months to a year, and you're still going to be fulfilled. So there's a lot of things that have to happen in the process internally to make sure that you are happy. You have to make sure you're okay with yourself to make sure that you're happy going forward. One of my biggest blessings is sleeping in my fucking truck and making a lot of money overseas and doing all the things that I did and all that kind of shit. But there's also the biggest blessing, being divorced, going through all the fucking hard times I've been through, making a lot of money to making next to nothing and sleeping in my fucking truck is the biggest blessings I've ever made in my life. So make sure you're okay with yourself and you're going to be okay going forward. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
You rally around people in need. You rally around your family. Like, it's a, like, being there for one another is more fulfilling than money will ever be. It's a small thing or a big thing, whatever it may be. I'll tell you, one of the most fulfilling moments that I had this entire season, one of the girls on our staff lost her grandfather this year, and her grandfather was like a dad to her. And she's talking to me, and she's just, and you know, thank God that she felt like I was a safe space for her, to where she could just cry in my arms and just allow me to be there for her. So in the process of that, she's sobbing and she's just like talking about everything she has going on. And in the midst of that, she made a comment about how she has this car payment she's late on. And I literally just felt the Lord like to give her some money. And I didn't know how much her car payment was. I didn't ask. And I just handed her some cash. She was like, what, why are you doing this? And she's a person. She's kind of like that hard-headed, prideful type. Like, she doesn't want handouts. So she was super uncomfortable. And I looked her in the eyes and I said, listen, I don't know how much your car payment is. I don't know if this will even cover it. But all I know is that right now you shouldn't be worried about a car payment. You should be giving yourself time and space to grieve your granddad. And I told her, because like I said, that's the kind of person she is. She doesn't like handouts. So I told her, I said, if you want to pay us back, that's fine. But grieve first. And then we can talk about that later if that's what you feel like you want to do. But I don't need that from you. I was like, this is about taking care of you and what you need right now. And her reaction to that was the most fulfilling thing ever, because it's like, I wasn't trying to like get any credit or anything.
Yeah, you weren't. It was just a literal giving.
But that was just like the most beautiful reaction, because she was so taken aback by that. And it honestly, actually, you know, thinking about it, it kind of bothers me she was so taken aback by that, because it's like, we want to be there for people. I mean, that's the thing.
People, like, independence, like, is a strength.
Money
for a lot
is
people,
money. So. And the thing is that in all reality, like, taking care of people is more valuable to me than money will ever be. That one specific employee, like, I would have paid her quadruple what I gave her that day just to know that she's okay.
Yeah.
And that was where my concern was at, is it's like, I don't want her to sit here while her granddad just died, who was basically like a dad to her, and she's stressing out about a car payment. Like, are you kidding me? Yeah, she has a lot of health issues in and of herself, but the thing is that it's so much more important to care for people in and of themselves first.
Yeah.
And if you start there, everything else comes out of that. And
it does. Yeah, absolutely.
But that's not even just within Drifters. That's in life. I mean, like,
it's in life.
If more people absolutely. Do that, the world would be a better place.
If more people could do that.
Yeah. But from the restaurant perspective, if you want to keep building that.
I think that we could speculate and guess and predict for 2 years from now a lot of things, but I guarantee it's going to be beautiful.
Well, you know what's kind of cool about what I was kind of going there? So we have a vision board on our refrigerator at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say probably about 85% of that is probably completed.
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
That was
2 years before we owned the restaurant. So everything's like kind of coming into fruition. You know what I mean?
I mean, I've seen it. I have felt it. I have been privileged to be beside it, around it for most of the time. And you can call it manifestation or whatever you want to.
It's
sweatshirt you're wearing.
Yeah. Like, you know, once you get the good energy, you get the good energy. All right. Mm-hmm. So what are we drinking here?
So this is this is kind of a take on a candy I had in Arizona growing up. So it used to be a mango flavored sucker or cantaloupe or whatever fresh fruit they had at the time. They'd cover with their chamoy, which is a fruit blend hot sauce, and then tahini, which is, you know, chili powder with salt, lemon, lime, all that. So this time we paired it with a fresh shot of Lunazul straight up with a tahini bat or a rim. And then this is fresh muddled cantaloupe.
Really?
Muddled down into fresh juice. And I added just a little bit of chamoy, so that little bit of fruit hot sauce. So what you're going to do is you're going to a little lick of the rim, take the shot, chase it. So this is my version of Pickleback. This is going to be the new one of the year. It'd be fresh melon instead of pickles or whatever.
I like
that. So hit the tahini, hit it back, take the fruit juice, and then end it with the rest of the rim.
Well, to Drifters, to family, and to loving each other and just having a great time, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, that finishes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
So good.
A lot of different realms.
So good.
Yeah, I feel like my taste buds just went on like a roller coaster.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It was like.
Powder, like suckers that came from Mexico. That reminds me exactly like it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was good.
From my heart to y'all's.
That was good. Well done,
your heart turned my heart.
Well done. Well done, sir.
Blind guy with the skills. How dare you?
I think you just stole that handshake from them.
All right. Log it out. Coming back on. Love y'all out there. Ninjas out.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bar Ninja Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast player and join the Bar Ninja Nation that has over 7,000 bartenders in it by going to www.barninja.com, and you can enter your email. Until next time, see you then.